Sexy Sadie, she's the greatest of them all. Sexy Sadie, how did you know the world was waiting just for you? The world was waiting just for you. Sexy Sadie, oh, how did you know? Sexy Sadie, you'll get yours yet, however big you think you are. However big you think you are. Sexy Sadie, oh, you'll get yours yet. Give her everything we own just to sit at her table. Smile will lighten everything. Sexy Sadie, she's the greatest of them all. Sexy Sadie, she's the greatest of them all.
Thank you. Hello, everybody. This is Hannah Costa. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, where it is not always sunny because today it is pouring sleet on the ground. You just heard Locket by Crumb, a band that formed here at Tufts a few years ago. Today I am doing songs by women and women-led groups for International Women's Day, and I have a couple friends on that I will be introducing later, but for now I have Had $10 by Cherry Glazer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello there. Just to recap the last few songs that you just heard, that was Only Shallow by My Bloody Valentine and All Night by Men I Trust. Now, I'm going to be introducing some friends that I have here. So we have Isaac Dame from Austin, Texas, Rama Hamzawi from Dumont, New Jersey, and Sean Coughlin all the way from Somerville, Massachusetts, right down the street. Sean, I'll start with you. What are some of your favorite female artists, at least in the recent past?
First of all, thank you for having me on.
The mic's on?
Nope. All right, now they're here.
Mic's on?
Mics are on.
All right, great. Thank you for having me, Hannah. So some of the female artists I've been enjoying recently, I've been listening to a lot of Charlie XCX. I just really like her last album. I'm looking forward to her dropping her new album. All the singles have been incredible. I just think she's like super confident, like just incredible energy. A lot of indie artists, especially like Mitski, Phoebe Bridgers, you know, that scene. I feel like
right.
Women are dominating in like
that
kind of culture right now, and it, like, it's really cool to see. Listening to a lot of shoegaze, and a lot of those bands are fronted, or like the primary members are women. So like Cocteau Twins, My Bloody Valentine, who we just listened to, Slow Dive. Especially like in that era of rock music, to see like a lot of female artists thriving and like being like getting a lot of acclaim, I feel like that's really cool to see and super important. A lot of R&B too. I really like Sade and Aaliyah, especially since like later last year they put a lot of Aaliyah's posthumous albums onto streaming. I think that's just really cool. And that's similar like to Charlie XCX. It's just like they just ooze confidence and like incredible energy, and I really like what they've been putting out. And also I really like Kali Uchis, and I saw her open for Tyler the Creator.
Are you there?
Yeah, it was sick. And like, she just has incredible stage presence.
Oh yeah, she's great.
Her vocals aren't like super like expressive, but like it doesn't need to be, because like she's just like,
they're very smooth.
Yeah, very smooth, very like very like quiet, but like very nice on the ears, and like
I love Por Vida, her first album. That one's so great.
Like Nuestra Planeta as well.
Yeah.
And also just her like switching from like English to Spanish songs is also super cool, especially like in the concert setting too. I wish I could sing along to some of the songs. And
I'd like to see that.
No, definitely. That whole show was fantastic.
Yeah.
And then one more artist. I really enjoy Little Sims.
Yes.
You fucking okay? Yeah, I just feel like she's like criminally underrated, especially since her last album dropped the same week as Donda and Certified Lover Boy. Like, I feel like it went under the radar outside of like critical acclaim and everything. But no, she's just so cool, wonderful lyricist, and I think super important for like not just UK rap, but like just like hip hop scene in general. People should be paying attention to her if they aren't already.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I think that would pretty much sums it up, what I've been listening to.
Nice. It's a lot of artists there.
Thank you.
I like that. Rama, do you want to go next?
Yes, I can go next. So, anyone who knows me knows I am a very big fan of SZA.
Yes.
Absolutely.
The poster on the wall.
I do have a poster in my dorm of a SZA, the Control album, actually. Yes, I just really love her music. It's very, like, R&B vibes, but I feel like over time she has made a lot of music that is very diverse, so like you can kind of listen to anything like in any type of moods that you're in, which is amazing. And I actually didn't really even get into her that I only got into her like maybe like a year ago, and I was like, wow, she is really amazing. Amazing vocals. Yeah, and so I would say also I really like Rihanna, and I'm very mad because I've been waiting for her to drop a new album, but it's been so long.
Both of them, actually.
Both of them, yeah, both of them. I feel like SZA is going with the singles lately, or like, yeah, but I've been waiting for...
At least it's something.
Yeah, at least it's something.
Some content at all.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I love Rihanna. I listen to her old music a lot, obviously, because that is all that there is, but... she is, yeah, amazing. And I would also say, along with those two, Doja Cat, which she has been coming up recently.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember, I think Hannah, actually, we were talking about this not that long ago, how one of her songs, her earliest songs was Moo, the cow song. And that's actually the first song that I heard by her, and she wasn't really that popular at the time. And I was just like, wow, this is really different, you know, like, I think I watched one of her Genius videos where she was talking about how she kind of just made that song as a joke, but it really blew up, and after that, she just only went up from there, and she is amazing. She's also very similar, in my opinion, to like SZA. She makes a lot of different kinds of music. Like, you're never just gonna get one like general vibe from her. She just is amazing. I really love her. Yeah, I would say those are my top three female artists right now. Yeah.
Nice recap. Isaac?
Yeah, I think a lot of not a bad artist has been named so far. A lot of really talented, great bands, great artists. So kind of, I don't know, limit. So a lot of names I would have said. But I do want to say Beach House. I'm forgetting the name now. What her name is, the vocalist, but she is wonderful. Once Twice Melody is wonderful, one of my favorite bands ever. And like you already mentioned, the whole shoegaze and dream pop scene is very much a lot of female vocalists, or like, I don't know if you mentioned Cocteau Twins, but that comes to mind for me, is very unique vocals. And yeah, I don't know, a lot of great artists. Oh, Carly Rae Jepsen, not related at all to what I said before, but just completely shift, I don't know, like pop scene. That's not something I always listen to all the time, but out of pop albums, like I think of Emotion by Carly Rae Jepsen and Melodrama by Lorde as probably my two favorite like pop albums that I've heard.
Yeah, both I do phenomenal. Love Lorde. She's great.
What did you think of Solar Power?
I mean, like, it was, like, good, but it's just not the same in my eyes. Yeah. I think it's, I'm also biased, because I've just, like, loved her so much since I was probably, like, 10 or, like, since Pure Heroine came out, because that one's my favorite. So it's just, like, so different that I guess it's my own, like, stubborn mind that is not exactly as warmed up to it. But I mean, like, okay, I like it a lot more than a lot of mainstream stuff, mm-hmm. I guess. So
just because it's not as good as like Melodrama doesn't mean it's like all bad. Like I like right. some of the singles that came out. It's just I feel like her other albums, especially Melodrama and Pure Heroine, are more like more grandiose, like mm-hmm. like kind of like very expressive and like mm-hmm. kind of yeah. all over the place, like sonically. And then for her, to, yeah. Sorry, yeah, for her to go like kind of like just like muted, like indie direction, and like working with Phoebe Bridgers, like that, like kind of style. Like I'm glad that she's doing it and doing things on her own terms, but like, yeah, it's just like not my favorite.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I listened to Pure Heroine and I'm just thinking to myself like, wow, she was like 17 when she made
that
this.
Is crazy that she was
which
so
makes
young.
Me feel a bit unaccomplished, but I just love it. I'm definitely biased towards it.
Yeah. I do think with Solar Power also, she kind of, it's not that it's unoriginal, but it's very much trying to be reminiscent of, and my brain is going blank trying to think of like early 2000s, like indie pop vocalist, but she's definitely doing kind of a throwback to that.
Yeah. Like that's what was inspiring her at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not that it's like bad, but one that already kind of exists in yeah, that's kind of it really. It's like mm-hmm. not bad, but like
I feel like it was yeah. just really different from like what she usually makes, which is why mm-hmm. a lot of people were kind of caught off guard.
That
yeah, I remember when I first listened to it, I was kind of also like, this is not the yeah. Lord that I know. But then after I listened to it a few more times, I was like, okay, like it's not terrible, it's just not like, yeah, definitely not my favorite, but it's okay.
Yeah, I agree. I think just to you know, bring this to a close, I guess my favorite female artist lately, because I mean I'm not good at ranking, so I'm never going to be able to be like, this is my favorite. Yeah. But lately I've been big into Mazzy Star, like huge into Mazzy Star. I started like just the other day listening to Veruca Salt. They're great. I've always liked Phoebe Bridgers, Men I Trust, Cherry Glazer I like a lot, and also been getting into Garbage lately too. So yeah. And so up next I have for you Misery Business by Paramore.
Yes
I know.
Haley Williams, so. The goat.
Oh yes, so thank you very much and enjoy the song.
Top. She's got a body like an hourglass. Take it. see another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door, and I still belong to no one else. Maybe I hold you to blame for all the reasons that you left. And close my eyes till I see your surprise and your
donation PSA for all of you. There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And after Misery Business, you just heard Get Back by Veruca Salt and Hala by Mazzy Star. Next up, I've got a few more songs for you. I have Super Vixen by Garbage. And thank you very much.
Stone in your mouth.
After Super Vixen, you just heard 6-1 by Liz Phair, as well as Francis Forever by Mitski. We are almost at the end of the hour. I have one more song. In celebration of St. Patrick's Day next week, I will be playing Linger by the Cranberries. Before that, though, I would like to give a quick shout-out to Anavé Ibanez, who is taking my show in 2 weeks, and she also has a show next Thursday at 10 a.m., as well as Isaac, who has a show at 1 a.m. tonight. And that's about all I've got. This is 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to It's Always Sunny in Medford, which is a little ironic today, but maybe next time it will be sunny. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, and I hope everybody has a fantastic Saturday night. Thanks again. actually wanted to just pop back on to introduce the next show coming up. We have Francis with Sweet D. And to finish out the show, we have Gigantic by the Pixies, which is not a female-led band, but it's the song is sung by the, I believe, bassist, who is a female, and I also just love the song. So once again, thank you very much. This is Hannah with It's Always Sunny in Medford. We got some technical difficulties. I'll have that song for you just in 1 second. Thank you for your patience.
And this I know. His teeth as white as snow. What a gas it was to see him walk her every day into a shady place. With her lips she said, it, bye, bye.